It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to the far left, who am I joined by?
Jeremy Corbyn. No, it's... asking Bill Payne's permission, it's... Dude, what? Jesus, I'm tired.
Oh, you tired, man. You got damn, baby brain.
Damn. It's Darren Griffiths.
No rhyme today. Straight government.
Oh, gosh.
Straight government.
Yes, I'm
for the,
sad.
For the last two episodes, we've not been joined by the esteemed Kazeem Jamal, but he's very reliably told us that he's on his way. So let's hold fire and I'll let him introduce himself when he gets here. But how you been, Darren? First and foremost, you all good?
Good, good. Tired. So I was at trampolining this morning.
Oh, did you get involved?
Of course.
Come.
I go for me.
Hey, man, that's the way.
I go for me.
That's the way. The kids just accompany you.
Yeah, I mean, Zavi was asleep.
Oh, so at trampolining?
Yeah, so it was
how
just,
did that happen?
So it was just me and Zadie trampolining. And that was cool. But it was busy. There was like, I think there was like two birthday parties.
Oh, yeah. It's a competition.
Yeah, so, and she's generally, other than Zavi, she generally is like the smallest person at trampolining.
Mm.
So it's just me kind of just watching to see if anyone is...
Any big kids are around?
Yeah, big kids. But finally, I witnessed something. It wasn't even the big kid that was the danger. It was an adult. It was two mums got carried away.
So like bouncing on the...
They were chasing each other.
Oh!
Across the things, and one took this child out.
Yeah!
Her lack of remorse for this child, or that concern.
I've just got the Boris Johnson taking that kid in rugby.
It was pretty much like that. It made me think that either she is an absolute sociopath, or that kid is hers.
Wow. I didn't like no stories, no my bad.
No, she was just looking at her mate laughing, and the kid was just there like, God, got picked up by his dad.
Wow.
So I'm like, that's mad.
Let's hope is they know each other, because that's crazy. To literally knock over a kid and just not feel anything. You're a future serial killer. That's a future serial killer right there.
That's bad.
In the trampoline park. But I'm glad you got involved.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Always get involved.
Hey, man.
Get my socks on.
Yeah, the extra grip socks.
Yeah, didn't pay either. They don't know what happened.
Yeah, to be honest, I see that online. They're like, oh yeah, you got to pay that £3 or whatever. But every time I go on there, they just bless me with the socks.
Yeah,
even take them home with me, man.
Yeah.
Give them a wash. So the next time I'm there, I'm ready. Save myself £3.
What about you?
Today, took him swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little lesson. Saw my future bestie there as well, man.
The guy you talked to.
Yeah. Said cool to him. just made sure we're still blessed. So yeah, the double date is soon coming. My wife doesn't know it yet, but he doesn't know it yet. But I'm planning this date with him and his wife. Because I was thinking about it, I don't do too many double dates. I think I tried early in our relationship. Some of my friends, let's go on a double date. Let's do this. Let's do that. But I don't think I've been on one in years. Do you think you've gone on one in years?
I can count on like one hand, I think, the amount of double dates we've actually been on. Well, we've been on double dates as in, doesn't count as if you go around someone's house. Sole purpose is dinner. Four of you sat around the dinner table eating.
Well, I say that's a double date.
That's
a double date.
So, yes, we've done that. So once we've... her friends. I can say names of podcast. I'm not actually slagging myself.
Hold on, because he was calling. Yo,
yeah,
Alright, one sec.
I said,
pause. I don't know what we're gonna do. You can't really talk to yourself unless you want to entertain.
I can. Solo pod.
Okay, solo pod.
Hi guys, welcome to Darren Griffiths on Late Nights and Wet Wipes. How you all doing? Are you well? So yeah, let me count on one hand. I'll just tell you guys, and then I'll just come back to Michael with the number. So it's Andre and Terry, Dan and Becky, Dad and Maddie. And I think that's it. I think it's three. Trying to think if anyone else. Definitely three times. I think it's happened. Yeah, that's the number. That's the number I'll give Mike. But has it happened recently? No. Mike, three. I counted three listeners. Yeah.
Okay. With who?
So Andre and Terry's. That's Naomi's friends and her now fiance.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Then Dan and Becky, that's my mate and his wife. Then who does? Then my Dan and his wife Maddie. But we've done like six or eight of us in a meal. So
Four couples.
Yeah, okay. Four couples at a meal. So I've done that before.
Is that her side, your side?
My side, that was all okay. My side. All the lads are my mates.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, it's done that. But again, this is all like COVID, pre-COVID.
Yeah, before kids, BC. No, before child.
Yeah, yeah.
BC, before child.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's not really. If you're going to do stuff without your children as parents, you're going to just want to do it as a couple, right? You're not going to.
Yeah.
It's seldom, I'm not saying impossible, but it's seldom you're going to be like, oh, let's link up with another couple.
It's true, because it's very rare you get time with just you two alone as a couple. So then to use that time to be like, actually, we're going to sit with another couple.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Absolute insanity.
So yeah, it's mad. But it's always fun to sit with other couples, though, because.
Yeah, what's your experience of them?
Not those dates, I'll say that. Not those dates.
Disclaimer. No.
Yeah, I have to.
But he'll use it as an illustration.
Not those dates. Because it may not have been like double dates. It's just been like, we've just gone around someone's house or whatever.
Yeah,
it's always interesting because, like, you get. You always end up like. You do compare, naturally.
Of course, absolutely.
And
I make it obvious I'm comparing to
you. And then sometimes it's like. Your missus will moan at you about something, so and then you sit with this other couple, and then you get in the car, and you're just like, so what do you think about what he said about her? How she spoke to him about this. She's like, I thought that was a bit mad too. He's like, me too, I thought that was a bit mad.
No radio playing, no music playing, just pure
gossip.
Fueling that journey home. No petrol in the car, pure gossip.
Just gossip. And it's funny because then I always use whatever has happened. Like, well, see, you moaning me about that. But hey, come on. At least I didn't do what he did.
That's the best part of a double date. Just building that capital, building that bank that you can use at any time.
You just dash them under the bus.
With accuracy.
What about you? What about
I've done a few. It's mainly from my side. I'm just thinking of it. I think I've done at least three. I think, at least three on my side. I don't think I've ever done one on her side. I'm just trying to think real quick. No, I don't think we've actually done I don't think we've done a double date. I've done events on her side, obviously, like a friend's wedding or whatever. But I've never done, like, a double date per se. And I always find it interesting because, as you say, you compare. And I don't mind being awkward. So if they're as a couple, me and my wife, we don't really do PDA. I'm not really a PDA
shut
sort
up,
of person.
That was what we were talking about.
Yeah, you don't know. A very poignant point in the pod, and you're just coming in screaming profanity. Could be talking about our
mother's health. Could be anything.
Oh, yeah, chew that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, show, bitches.
Yeah. So, I think.
This guy's going to come on the pod later and eat crisps. Animal.
Just stay out of shot. Double dates, as we were speaking about. And then. We don't really do PDA. That's not really our stuff. This couple, they were in a. At the time, they were in a. This is self-sabotage. I've not seen self-sabotage like this. Like, I understand if I was on stage and I was doing my set and he did that.
Yeah.
But you're fucking me up. But why are you so giddy?
I've never seen Darren this disappointed in me.
Go on, tell your story.
Anyways, so then the double date, we don't do PDA for the third time. We don't do PDA. Yeah. So, and they were in the, at this stage of the relationship, they were a newer couple than we were.
Yeah.
So I think they were just doing a lot more PDA.
Sure.
Because it was a fresher relationship. And we were kind of like, so they'll be like rubbing each other's legs that's under the tables and like every opportunity, just bare kissing and that. And then, obviously, I'm also, if they kiss, I look at D like, and then she'll be like, what the fuck you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, they kiss, why can't you kiss me? They have to kiss, why can't you kiss me? And then she'll be like, stop doing that, man. Stop doing this. So I'm like, why can't we show each other love? So I do it just to,
yeah.
I'm kind of taking the piss out of them a little bit. But yeah, I can't stand it when couples do what I consider over the top PDA.
It doesn't have to be. So I remember Novi pointed out something. It cracked me up because each time I see it, it's like, it's hilarious. She can't stand seeing couples on the underground face each other on the escalator.
What do you mean? As in, like, they're standing together.
No, they're standing. So one's face back and they're looking at each other and the chat. She goes, like,
so someone doesn't know when to get off.
Yeah, it's like, can you not, like, just not? It's like 20 seconds. Can you not be a part of the fucking 20 seconds? Like, just look where you're going. Just like,
who knows when the love's going to end?
Yeah, she's like, oh, just like, that's just, it's just fucking ridiculous. So each time we get on the escalator now, if we haven't got a kid, she'll purposely, me or her, one of us, purposely turn around, but I love you. I can't bear to be without you.
I have to look at you. See, that's pure love.
Have you spoken about couples that sit on the same side of a table at dinner? It's just them.
I do that. I used to do that when I was dating.
Mm.
Why? What's the benefit?
Especially because I touch each other's leg.
Oh, yeah, your neck hurts from turning so much.
Yeah, but you're touching each other's leg.
No, you're like me and you. Let's say there's a table here, yeah, and we're eating,
and there's no one on the other side. Yeah,
that's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's how your legs just touch.
Nah, you can do knees though. You can do knees.
Nah, you build up that sexual tension. Oh, your legs touch.
Hot damn! Hot damn! You've done that before. I can tell, man. You said legs 3 times. So I know you. That was you reminiscing. What date are you reminiscing, Darren?
No, I think my Naomi's first date. Yeah, we sat on the same side of the table.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Straight from the player's handbook.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Shit, then.
Maybe that's what I've been doing wrong.
Yeah.
Sitting opposite, looking into the eyes. You meant to build the rapport in the eyes, beauty, and the
it's legs in the eyes. Touched.
Legs touched. Oh shit! So you got damn. Have you been on any? We're talking double dates. Is that something you frequented, entertained?
Not fresh off the top of my head. No. Double dates. Oh, yeah. I have with a girl I dated in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Went on a double date with her and her cousin and her cousins. I don't know if they was married at that point, but anyway. And I just don't like people like that. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't like entertaining, like, conversation and stuff like that.
Oh, so how was your job? Oh, yeah, it must be different. Oh, shut up, man. I don't care. You know? And, dude, there was this loud bang, and I went like this, right? And the guy opposite, he was such a neek, man. Anyway. And he was like, why'd you flinch? And I was like, because.
Well, who's this? This is the ex-girlfriend's or
the cousin's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean when I flinch? Like,
he wanted you to hold it down.
I was like, what if it was a gunshot? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just as an example. And he was like, where I'm from, react to the gunshots. We make the gunshots. And I was just like, check, please. This guy's a loser, bro.
Bill. Yeah. Bill, where are you from?
No disrespect, but you work in Iceland, bro. Oh, and that's a fact.
That's
an actual shot at him. That's George.
Damn, man. You said he's in the frozen section. He ain't acting him like that.
George.
Yeah, man. And every minute was getting rumbled for cheating, but when I did it, everyone had a fucking opinion. Anyway, man. And I went on another double date with one of our other cousins, man. And he kept getting rumbled for cheating as well. contracted herpes.
Oh,
what,
shit.
Do you rumble, what do you mean rumble for cheating? Like,
getting found out. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
And but he's just got the, he's got the speech to get back in.
Yeah, contracted herpes.
What, gave, outside?
Yeah, gave it to his missus.
Oh, God.
Yikes!
Yeah, but I send a couple of freaky texts and I'm the bad guy.
Damn.
You know?
Can't catch herpes from a couple texts.
That's no, exactly, you can't catch herpes from text, but...
Shit then, that's, you know, wild.
I was the bad guy.
But she had higher standards, clearly.
Well, glass houses and that.
Well, word two. Yeah. Okay, sounds like neither of us are... Well, maybe Darren was a bit ambivalent, but neither of us two are definitely fans of Double Dates.
No.
I don't mind them.
You don't mind? Yeah,
it'd have to be someone I'm cool with. Like, I didn't know the people. Well, I knew one of the... one herpes boy. I knew him pretty well. The other one, I didn't know that well. And I was just like, this is just dead.
I've done it when I've gone...
I wanted to be my brethren.
Well, why didn't you bring any of your friends? Or none of them were in serious relationships, friends or cousins or anything like that?
It's long, man. It's just long.
So you're telling me you've got one good friend or one good cousin that's in a relationship that
Yeah, of course. But even my friends, I'm just like, oh, like I'm the person like to get me out of the house.
Yeah, it's long.
It's long for you, man. Like, for example, even if one of you was like, you know, let's go on a double date, you know, when I was with Cherie, I'd have been like, oh, I love these guys, but that means I've got to get up and dressed and drive and all that kind of stuff.
You probably drive to Nottingham for a gig.
That's work.
And you could probably, in the time you've gone to Nottingham, one drive, you could have gone on a date and gone home.
Facts. But I don't have to speak to anyone on the way to Nottingham. And I love you guys and your families, but I'm just being true to my authentic self.
What if you just MC at the date?
Yeah, you literally compare.
So what's your name? Where are you from? What job do you do? Yeah, okay.
So you're like, all right,
guys, school, I think you're pretty warmed often. Up now. Time to introduce you to my first girlfriend.
But someone who compares often to say you're not interested in people's interest.
Yeah, I mean, this
is my... As in, like, is it that you don't like getting deeper than the superficial questions you ask when you're on stage?
I don't know what it is. It's just like, you know, when I'm not doing stand-up, I'm a bit of a loner. I enjoy being by myself.
Yeah, that
is fair.
You know? Yeah, that.
And I think with you two, it'd be different, right? Because you guys get it, so
yeah.
We can crack jokes and stuff like that. We're just meeting someone new, or it's a double date, and I'm like, are these people even... I crack this joke and they go, oh, no. What are you doing?
Oh, you think, he's messing up the vibe.
Do what as well?
There's my dinner.
There's another dynamic in a double date is if you're the established couple, you're both established couples, or one's like a newer couple.
Yeah.
Because it almost feels like, all right, I'm introducing my girlfriend to this couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're kind of like, all right, it feels kind of like an interview kind of thing. Like, she has to kind of impress them. And it's like, that creates a weird dynamic. If you're just two established couples and it's just, oh, this is my missus' friend and I don't really know her friend. Mm-hmm. and her friend doesn't really know me, then it's like, all right, cool, we're all even.
Mm-hmm.
We're all even here. But if it's one of those where it's like, oh, they've been married for 20 years and she really cares about their opinion, it's my first time meeting them, it's like,
what
is the point of a double date? You know, go to dinner, just go to dinner. Why do I need two extra people?
I think it's
just
it's communal, isn't it?
We splitting this bill or what?
Oh, yeah.
George!
But how did you pay at these double dates? Good point.
I can't remember. I think we
just split the bill half, isn't it?
Yeah, you and the other guy went to the settle it.
Yeah. Yes, that must put pressure if you don't. If one guy is like,
okay. Oh,
we always go halves, and the other guy's like, I'll take the whole bill.
Dickhead.
It's like, yeah, sure.
Two more
safe.
Old-fashioned,
safe.
Please.
This Nigel, I couldn't do it.
No,
two more old-fashioned, please.
Ego will kick in, man. George is paying the bill. Split that, man.
And I heard he's got a complimentary chocolate gatto at home from work. So, shout out to everyone at Iceland. Apart from George.
Got a few agenda points. Don't
worry. Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know which one we should start with, whether we go about the comments from last
Let's do that off the top before we forget.
Yeah. So I think another episode has gone out between
two episodes ago.
Yeah, which I think yes, well, we posted a clip, didn't we?
Yeah, posted a clip about fellas, and I thought it was mainly black men, but Darren says that also the member of the Caucasian persuasion also say this: a daughter changes you, bro. We put that clip out, and we've had a couple fellas sort of write in or just comment on the post, giving their perspective. One commenter, he said that he offered this perspective that we didn't discuss in the post, which was very useful, and saying that having a daughter for him, not that he'd been promiscuous or abused women, but he said that it softened him, it changed him, that he used to be a tough guy, he used to put on a front, but his daughter sort of melted his heart, and he's go down to his daughter and he feels her pain when she suffers pain, and that's something he wouldn't have experienced if he had a son. He would have taught the son to be just like him, so his daughter's changing for the better. So yeah, we just wanted to sort of bring
that
up.
There's two guys who came with that, isn't it, as well? And the other one said about the perspective of, it's a new perspective of seeing how a woman's kind of personality is just formed from day one.
Mm.
Kind of thing. He said, like, if you just grow up with sisters and a mom and stuff, that's one perspective. But when you have a daughter, you see, actually, this is just how this girl is going to become a woman. And this is how she's going to be from day one.
Absolutely.
So hearing those perspectives as someone with a daughter, I would agree. But I'd say it hasn't been... I don't think it's necessarily been different to for me with a son, though.
Yeah.
So the same way that I feel like if he gets hurt,
yeah,
I feel hurt that he's got hurt and stuff. Like, plus, he's such a happy kid as well. He doesn't really get like upset that often. Whereas I'm almost like more used to Zadie being upset because she just gets upset about things. Sometimes she's just having a tantrum now.
Mm.
Maybe when he gets to like two or three and he starts...
Yeah, you mean that's an age thing rather than
I think when he starts
thing.
Throwing tantrums, I just don't understand. I was like, this guy.
Because I hit two on the day.
He just went...
On the day, he was
just tantrums for no reason.
On this day. So hopefully it was just him. But let me know.
There is a truth to like the softness in the sense of our
Was you a bad man before Zadie?
No, not at all. You guys knew me. That'd be a crazy claim.
I was a real driller. Then I had.
Darren's got stories, man.
Hey, I know. In Harlow, yeah, they know about Darren.
Not even in Harlow, but
from South.
I just know. He's not a scared person.
Hey, he about that life. He about that life. He just keeping it cordial for
Darren
the comedy.
Was all the tea one time in Cardiff.
Oh, was it Cardiff?
You're telling us about his former life.
Hey, let me tell you something. When we went out that night, I felt safe.
Oh wow!
I was in his company. Yeah.
Oh snap!
Yeah, man.
So don't be fooled by the smile and demeanor.
But it does. It does. There is a. I remember speaking to He Who Shall Not Be Named. He said that.
He Who Shall Not Be Named messaged me today.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can reply to this.
Yeah, he said that he just cried randomly once. He just saw his daughter play, just started crying.
Mm.
I was like, that's moist. And then I had my daughter, and then something similar. I was like, shit, what the fuck's happening?
Shit, the emotions took over.
Yeah, I was like, what
was Zadie doing at that point?
I don't know. Testosterone just left the building. I'm going on a break. I was like, what
what's this emotion? Feeling?
I was like,
passion?
What the fuck is happening? What is going on? Yeah. I know. So.
And have you had that same cry with your boy?
No.
Or about your boy?
Nah. Maybe I felt a bit. The only time I felt like any kind of emotion or softness like that is when they're interacting with each other, and they do something nice with each other. But there's usually something Zadie's doing to him as like the older
Showing love and
that was like, oh, that's really nice. I think, oh, I think Sims, you had a story about when he dropped off to school.
Mm.
And he's just like, oh, well, like, he's going to have you in their life for the rest of life. Yeah. Like,
I won't be there. His mum won't be there.
But you will be there. Will be, yeah. Mm. Like, oh, right. Yeah, it's those kind of passing moments. It's like, it's mad. Like, because they fight all the time, but sometimes they all just do something nice with each other. It's those other occasions where it's like, oh, they're quiet, what's going on? Like, going to the living room, and like, she sat there and he's kind of sat and just like leaning his head on her.
Oh.
And they both just sat there just nicely. I'm just like, oh, that's,
yeah,
you did the Homer Simpson back out,
yeah, because I know the moment one of them sees me, it's one of them can just face mush the other one.
Yeah,
I'm just like, why has that happened now? So so yeah.
Interesting. So yeah. so you you've been softened to an extent, or like, would you say you've been, I know you, it made you emotional obviously that time watching her, but have you been sort of softened? Have you noticed your demeanor change in any way, shape or form?
But I'm trying to work out, is that because it's, I'm trying, would it have been the same if I had the son first? But it's definitely a thing of, but yeah, I don't know, but I'm not sure the softness has come from like just them being young. And then I go, all right, I just know they're processing the information and emotion differently. Bill Burr said on the podcast, well, it's like, you're like the most important thing in your kid's life.
Absolutely.
So like everything you, what you say is a passing comment to them is like just fucking massive.
Yeah, you're the coolest kid they've ever known.
Yeah, and like, so even like a few days ago, Sadie just wasn't listening to me, how she needs to wash her hands and stuff. I was just like, kiss her, say, do what, just whatever, just do what you want. I just left her in the bathroom. She just stood there, just cried. She wouldn't leave the bathroom, just stood there. Just,
oh, wow. Daddy's upset with me.
I was just like, no, is that, why are you crying? She couldn't like put it into words while she was crying. And in the moment, I was like, oh, I was annoyed. And then I like, took a bit of time back. I was like, oh, that must be like, really. Really emotional for her. That her dad just got, I just walked away. That was massive for her. She's like, she doesn't know that just means I'm annoyed with what you're doing in this moment.
Mm.
She might have thought, that's him. That's it done. That's relationship done. He's never gonna be my dad again.
You know what I mean? That's true.
That's what it could mean in her head. That's what it could mean.
Mm.
And stuff. And she talked to me for like a while. Like,
well, she's processing the breakup.
And then I said, oh, yeah, but maybe
for her, she's like, yeah, am I even sleeping here tonight?
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, maybe I'm out of the family.
She needs to go on baby rap moves.
And so I was just like, you alright? Okay. She's like, yeah. Do you want a cuddle? She's like, yeah, that kind of thing. But maybe guys with just a daughter might think, oh, it's because I've got a girl that's maybe like that. Whereas, maybe if they just had a son, they might be like that, or maybe they, what about you? Because you guys had sons,
I guess you've had obviously a daughter and a son.
I'd say it was a bit of both. And some of it really recent. So everyone was like, when your son's born, you're going to cry. And I didn't. And I was told everyone I wouldn't. And I was like, I wouldn't cry. Yeah, trust me. Gaza for life.
You just lick off shots in the hospital.
Yeah, I think you have to specify which Gaza. That happened to me on Channel 4.
Jamaica.
Yeah, there we go.
Free vibes cartel. It's already free.
Like, you know when you normally say free someone, I say expect them never to be free.
Yeah,
the fact that he's out free is like, oh shit.
We're still free. I've explained before, I became really overprotective of my son.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, I'm not ashamed to say it was just something that I was feeling at the time. I kind of like excluded the other two to an extent. And it was just like tunnel vision. And then like recently family dinner, we went out for something to eat, trying to do some family stuff together, and there was another baby at a table.
Yeah.
You know when babies just stare.
Yeah.
And normally I'd be like, can this baby stop staring at me? Everyone's gonna think I'm a paedophile. Okay. You know, it's making me very uncomfortable. And I just had no care about kids.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now this kid was staring at me and I was making faces at the kid and stuff.
Oh, you're more playful now.
And even he was like, would you have done that before you was a dad? And I was like, nope.
Nah.
You know, my cousin had a child. Before, people were like, do you want to hold my baby? I'd be like, absolutely not. And then as soon as she walked into the function, I was like, give me that baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And stuff like that. And sometimes, like, I won't look at pictures of my son when I'm working away.
Yeah.
Because I will cry.
Oh, right.
Well, have you cried? How do you know? Like,
I've looked at them and welled up and I've been like, okay.
Oh, shit.
What titties does Instagram want to show me?
That's so real. I did, like, I've never done that, but I think that's probably a man's thoughts and feelings. Like, have you seen that Homer Simpson meme where it's like his brain and it's just like, half of a small amount of it is like family, the rest of it is like porn or something of that ilk, and that's just way too what you did.
I just needed a distraction, boy. I was in that penta.
Yeah.
So there's probably men accessing porn not because they're just horny fucks, just because they're not trying to
process. No, let's not correlate the two. Yeah, that was just a joke, Michael. Let's not forget we're comedians, yeah? That was just a joke.
I just went
and did something else, okay? But then even recently, obviously, like, I met Lani when she was 5.
Mm.
And it wasn't that kind of situation. So there wasn't, like, a real paternal instinct.
Mm. Yeah.
I knew that I cared about her and I'd love her and stuff like that. But it was like, you know, there was always that separation. And I would say maybe in the last month or so, a couple of things have happened, man. She referred to me as dad for the first time, to my face. She's done it before to other people when I'm not around. She said it to me, and I was like, oh, shit, okay. And it just kind of put the responsibility level up a notch, you know. And then she was really upset at school, about school and the pressures of school and how she's not getting certain things, and she was crying. And, you know, I just gave her a big hug. But I was getting upset that she was upset.
Right.
Because one of her teachers is like a shouty teacher.
Yeah.
And my experience in education, I know that not every kid, you know, especially if there's that trauma in their life or whatever, if you shout at them, it just puts them back into that environment. Yeah. So they, because I worked at that level, like, so at a concentrated level, but like mainstream schools is kind of like such a vast field. They don't really have that time. Or, you know, to anyway, long story short, I was like, he can't shout at you.
Yeah.
Because he needs to understand how you work. And I was getting really upset that somebody had upset her.
Yeah.
For her just being her.
Yeah.
Not even getting in trouble or mucking about. You know, and part of me wanted to just burst into the school and be like, where's this fucking teacher?
Are you, you're finna pull up.
But we are going to go and have a meeting with the school.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be very professional and
constructive
and amicable. But I did have that instinct to be like, who's fucking around?
Mm.
You know. So yeah. And then today, her listening has been quite bad in the household.
Mm.
And like, you know, when, like, as a dad, so I guess dads are kind of the generic thing is they're easygoing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things I just hear and I just plop along. Yeah. Like, nothing too bad is happening, kind of thing. But today I really heard the stress in Cherie's voice.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to step in here.
Yeah.
And we had this really long conversation with her. And I said, look, whatever you want to say in your head, say it in your head. That's what my mum used to tell me. When your mum's talking to you, don't answer back. You know, just say, yes, mum. Keep it moving. You know what I mean? Because this is your mum. And all that kind of stuff. This is who birthed you. This is how you got respect. Look at all your toys. Look at all your food. Mm. Never go without. And then, like, 15 minutes later, she started doing it again.
Yeah.
Like, answering back, you know, being a bit rude. So I had to step in and I took her iPad away. And then I was like, I need to send a really firm message. So I changed the password on her iPad.
Mm.
And I said to her, I know the password, your mum knows the new password, you don't know it. When your mum feels like you've worked towards this common goal that we all want for you, then the iPad gets unlocked. She was crying and stuff like that. And I felt bad that I'd upset her.
Yeah.
But it's that, it was just that, I've got to be cruel to be kind.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you learn that there's got to be give and take and there's got to be respect for your elders or people that there's seniority in the workplace or whatever it may be, you know, you can't go around just answering everyone back. Maybe not so much as a girl, but as a guy, because sooner or later you're gonna get a smack in the mouth.
Yeah,
well. Reality's gonna give you
sharp.
That's a massive conflict of that I have with what you just said there.
Yeah.
that thing of I want my kids to, like question the status quo and don't just go with everything and don't just follow someone because they told you to do something. But I also want my kids to be able to just actually be a functional member of society as well. So it's like, there's sometimes you do need to just shut your mouth. Like, because even me and Naomi will go back and forth about things because I've always worked in an environment where I will just swallow up disrespect from someone at work because they are my manager.
Because they got authority.
Yeah, and in my head, I'm like, it is what it is. Where she's like, no, but you shouldn't be that disrespectful to someone. I'm like, but they're the head teacher. You're the teacher, they're a head teacher. I don't see what, don't you just accept it, it's their school. She's like, no. And then she butt heads with them and clash and stuff. And then, so when it comes to like with the kids now, it's like, okay, so what message are we actually trying to teach these kids? Is it just listen, do as you're told? Because no one would do the whole explaining of why they need to do this, do this.
Yeah.
And I go, so I go, you got that from your mum, and that your mum would explain stuff. So I go, yeah. I go, my mum would just go, I'm your mum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. that's the full sentence.
That's the full sentence.
Yeah, no, nothing else needs to be explained. What's understood doesn't need to be explained.
Listen, is I'm your mum, and then I would ask why, and sometimes my mum would give me an answer to why. But at the end of the day, I know I'm asking why, and it's a futile exercise. I'm just
nothing's changing.
Yeah, I'm just gathering information, but nothing's changing.
How many times have the answer been because I said so?
Yeah, because I said so. That's it. Done.
I can't. Yeah, more time I couldn't even ask. Why. It's just like, if I don't understand, that's on me.
Yeah. So it's like, that's
on me.
Driving Mike's just in his room. Remember that the hangover when he sees all the algebra signs.
Yeah.
And Mike's in his room just trying to figure out why did they say that? Why can't I?
Don't even. Hey, come on. You're questioning the authority. Forget it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Could be things like because they give a true example. Say like driving past McDonald's as a kid, I'd see the yellow arches. Mom, can we go to McDonald's? And mom's just like, no, why not? So it's like, there's dinner at home. It's, well, please, no, please. She's like, no. Yeah. And I was like, all right, it's okay, it's done. I gave them a please. Whereas no, if I no, this is, hasn't actually happened because Zay's not aware. But to give an example, be like, if Zay's go, oh, can we go to McDonald's? And I'm like, oh no. Like, why? So, because it's unhealthy and it's got too much thing and I want you to make healthy choices. And it's like, that's too many words. It's too many words. Just tell this kid no. But in the fairness, that's when Zadie does internalize this stuff and then she goes, yeah, like she'll say, oh, we can't have that because it's got too much sugar in. And she'll say things like that. But when it comes to now, she needs to be told something, it's, but it's a conversation and she wants to chat. And it's like, at this moment, I just need you to shut up and get in the car. Just like, just sit in the car. Just put your shoes on. Oh, but I don't want to put my shoes on. It's like, put your shoes on.
That's where the face comes in or the you struck the fear of God into them.
Yeah.
Where it's just a face or tone of voice where you put that on. They're like, oh, he or she ain't playing
right now. Yeah, but if Zadie doesn't kick into action, she just shuts down. That's the issue.
She goes the opposite way you
and want. I'm not sure if that's because that's her personality or that's because we've created this environment of we discuss things. So then when someone just goes no, it's like,
oh yeah, malfunction.
It's just like she's not doing anything now. She's just sat there. It's like,
I think a lot of it is like in our situation is case by case or like case versus case and tone. So I don't think Cherie has a problem with a discussion.
Yeah.
But like, so I'll give you the exact example that tipped it today. I think, a couple of them. So we had this convo with her, and then Cherie went out and got all these products for her to make at home Play-Doh.
Yeah.
She said, and then Cherie said, don't put any more of X, Y, and Z into this mixture.
Yeah.
Okay? She didn't listen. Put the mixture in. And this is already like of a day of not listening.
Yeah.
We've had a big conversation with her. Cherie wanted to do something nice because Cherie will feel bad.
Yeah.
That they feel bad and she's made them feel bad.
Yeah.
So she's gone out, got this stuff, brought it back. And then I think she just thinks like, nah, you lot think I'm a dickhead because I felt bad for you. and I've got to do something now to make you feel nice, and you're still not listening to me, kind of thing. And
whereas as a guy who's like, I wouldn't have done any of this shit anyway.
Yeah, I would never have gone out.
You create your own problem.
Yeah, I would never have gone out.
You know, homemade play though. Shut up, kids.
Yeah. There's bear toys in here.
Yes.
You know, and then like it was a different tone in Cherie's voice, and the answering back is kind of like, after like, it's like, I've told you three times. Mm. And it could be something as simple as like, all right, put your trainers on. But these small things just add up. And like, if Cherie's happened to say 3-4 times for every single request,
yeah,
it's kind of now like, I used to say it to kids when I used to work with them. I used to say to them, "Can you lot hear me?"
Yeah,
like a genuine question, like, "Can you hear my voice?" And they were like, "Yeah." So I went, "So you're choosing to ignore me?"
Yeah,
because if you couldn't hear me, then I'll figure something else out.
Yeah,
if you can hear, I'm talking to you, and you're not. And I think that's what it is, you know. But if it was a case of like, for example, she said to her today, "What do you want for dinner?" And Alani said McDonald's, and Cherie said, "No, you had McDonald's."
Yeah,
after swimming, and then we went out to eat yesterday. We're just having food, home cooked meal. Right, and that was it.
Yeah,
discussion done. You know, but it's kind of like.
But remember, I'm from a household where I didn't even ask what was for dinner. Dinner was dinner.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no menu.
I think it's a testament as well to like, you know, the progression of generations to be like, you know, okay, we didn't get, our parents didn't get as much, you know, liberty. Alright, mm-hmm. We got a little bit more, and now they've got a little bit more.
My mother, as a kid, was her parents asking her, "What's for dinner?" You're making the dinner, kid.
Yeah, that's my idea. Yeah.
That's that generation. my generation is, I ain't asking what's for dinner. I'm asking just out of interest. Not,
damn, your mum cooked twice.
Yeah, like not. I'm gonna see if I can change it.
I'm eating something on the menu that my mum learned to cook as a kid.
Yeah, I just want to know what it is. Yeah,
yeah, just for your intrigue.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, what's the dinner? Anyway. It's rice and chicken. It's like, okay. I thought so. I just asked, hoping it was something different. But I I'm eating it. That's what happened.
Did we get one of these ones? Did we get one of these ones? What's for dinner? What did you have yesterday? Like chicken and rice. Same again.
Still a lot of that left on.
So there's two in my house. There's two of you in here. Well, all that
run it back.
Yeah. This is
Encore. Do you want more?
That, whereas like Naomi grew up in a house where I think she would sometimes ask, or she'd get that thing that she wanted.
Mm.
So now she's like the matriarch in the house, and she's cooking. Sometimes she'll like, my interaction with dinner is, I don't ask what's for dinner, and I just eat dinner. And
you eat what's on the plate, finish your meal,
and then
keep pushing.
And that's it. So then for her, she's like, "Oh, I made this," like, "or what do you want?" And I'm like, "I don't know." Or like, "I made, do you not notice I did this?" But I can't lie,
it was just meat and veg.
It was just dinner. I'm sorry. Like, and it's like, that's not a diss at you. It's just, that's what I've just grown up with. I'm just going to eat my dinner. I'm not going to complain about my dinner. But because I don't complain about it, I also don't think, I should say, like, thank you.
She questioned the appreciation you have for it.
I'm not saying that's, I'm right with that. Like, you should appreciate someone who's made food for you. I just grew up in a household where it's like, I'm not going to complain, but I'm not going to say anything. It's just like,
it's so much a function of our upbringing.
Yeah.
It's just a function of our upbringing.
So I'm having to learn to eat my dinner and go, as I'm like, almost last mouth. Oh shit! Babe, food's very nice. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Are you glum the whole way?
Yeah.
Darren, why is your alarm going off? I don't know. Thank you for dinner.
Thank you a lot.
No, because most of the time it literally is, I have finished my plate empty, and I was like, "Did you like your dinner?" Then I was like, "Oh shit! Yes, it's sorry." Thank you. I
did
like it.
What does Dee do? She, because she goes shopping, she's the one that goes shopping. She asks me, is there anything? Sometimes she asks me for like meal ideas, because she wants to keep it fresh and switch it up and stuff.
She doesn't want the mental load of having to think of all the meals.
Absolutely. So she's like, she unloads on me, and I'm like, "Oh no, just whatever you want."
Yeah.
And then we just go back and forth. And it's like, "No, actually, say something, because that's not helpful. You think of being helpful, but you're just giving me back the workload. I'm like, oh, okay, some lamb or some salmon. We had salmon last week. I said, well, I don't answer.
Right, this is the thing. I know. Hey, no, I've got to interject here because I saw this online. I thought it's just in my relationship.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's like women can't eat the same meal.
They
live right, like they can't.
How did they go to prison? I don't think a woman survived in prison.
I don't know. It's just
the same meal 2 days in a row in prison.
It's just a social study. Yeah, like if men live on their own, men be like, I'm just eat chicken
meal prep,
chicken and broccoli.
How many times I can eat beans on toast?
Yeah, I would do chicken and broccoli. Yeah, beans are take all week. Chicken and broccoli.
No cutlery, just scooping beans.
Is that what?
We
got a fold out chair and a TV on the floor.
Bro,
come on.
It's just a simple life. Go to the supermarket. What meat are you going to get? The one that's on special offer. And there's just. That's what I'm having a week.
Another thing is.
Label living.
Blue was in Bluewater, and as we was walking past Primark, there was just a hell of guys outside Primark on their phones, whatever, right? Yeah. And it was like, look at all the guys waiting outside, all the husbands and dads waiting outside whilst the women shop, right?
Yeah.
And on, like, I was just like, that's because when you enter a shop, whether you have it or not, ADHD kicks into gear, right?
Lost all
we
focus.
We go into a shop, we go into a supermarket, I know I'm here for eggs, bread, and milk.
That's it.
And what am I leaving with? Eggs, bread, and milk. You come home with a bag full of shopping, I told you to go out and put petrol in the car.
You mean the special offers just grabbed them?
Mate, I don't know what it is. I walk into a shop. I know I'm here looking for, I don't know, jeans and a shirt.
Yeah.
Right? A black shirt.
But that's how specific men's shop. Right. It's like I've spilled something on my black t-shirt. I tried to wash out. It's fucked. I'm going shopping for a black t-shirt.
I'm going all the way to Bluewater or to Stratford Westfields. Or what's the other one? Shepherd's Bush Westfield.
I'm going
all the way there.
I'm going that shop.
That shop, and I'm in. Boom. Whatever my size is, large. Boom. Cool. Out. Beep. Beep. See ya.
No browsing.
No browsing. This is not the internet, my friend.
I don't care what else is in this shop.
Yeah.
Right. I don't care what else is in this shop.
You don't even just snoop a bit. I've not been to this Uniqlo before. Let me go check.
No.
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 I might know.
How do you find out about new brands then?
I don't. Come on. Come on, bruv. Come on.
Then I don't.
I am affiliated with the brands I know.
So what's your shop go to?
What brands? Zara.
Yeah, solid.
Hey, and I feel no way. I'll do up Primark differently. Yeah,
Primani. Yeah,
Zara. Yeah, Zara for me. Zara. Next.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, judge me if you want. I'll still take a look around H&M.
Yeah, no, me too. The monkey fingers sway me.
Hey,
when the mum said I don't care, I was like, well, why would I care?
Wow. Hey, but be careful because we've seen some people get cancelled for not backing it.
Bro, I was backing the black woman who decided it didn't matter about her son. Come on now.
So you're like,
I'll see handshakes in 2 minutes.
Come on now.
Let him cook now.
Well, you let her cook and you know. She spilled the beans.
Wow, that's stereotypical. Wow. I'm going to get cancelled. Let her cook.
And yeah, she spilled the beans.
Yeah, man. But yeah, yeah. Look, in terms of shops, I know the ones I like.
Mm.
I know the ones I'm going to go in. Zara is probably at the top of the list for that.
If you question, if you two blow, how you hopefully intend to accommodate.
Oh, and I do up Boohoo Man differently as well.
Boohoo Man.
And ASOS on Boohoo Man. Them online shops,
you're serious.
An annual subscription for free delivery. Come on.
I swear ASOS did something funky with the deliveries recently. Anyway.
No, it's their returns.
They said if you return, we'll charge you for the returns now.
Cheeky
guys. People are buying up like 10 packages and they're sending like 7 back.
Shout out my wife. 30%.
They're thinking
a lot more than bricks and mortar.
Yeah, but they're thinking like, well, we're not dickheads, bro. Stop sending us back so much stuff that it's adding to our admin.
Yeah, because they have to pay for delivery as well.
It's cost of doing business online. Anyway, we digress. I digress. If you two blow how you hopefully intend to, would you get a stylist and would you trust your stylist's judgment? If you guys are so keen on, you know, the brands, you know the brands you trust, all that good stuff, would you then hire someone? Because
you know
your style is part of your brand and your brand could be elevated if you look good. You know what I mean?
I would hire someone to just be like, hey, get more expensive shit that looks like this. If that's what you want to do. When I see all these footballers walking around with these weird jackets on.
Yeah, you ain't catching
weird
that.
Trousers on.
Well, Emirates Stadium hosted London Fashion Week, didn't they? That's all like, some
that,
of your
that
players
that
there.
Whole Balenciaga, that whole Balenciaga big, Yeezy
and
shit.
And then big weird shoes.
Yeah, where you look like...
And then Calafiori, you are back all of that.
I back Calafiori though. What a banger.
You're like a fucking homeless alien.
Yeah, it's weird.
I hate I'm that like, shit.
Reece James and all them men. And as much as I love him, he's one of my favourite, if not favourite, athletes. Lewis Hamilton, it's like, brother, come on, man.
But why is your shirt so big?
Jeans, trainers, T-shirt, blood.
So you're not on this fashion flex?
No. You see, I don't know if you guys follow him, right? But you see someone who got money and is into fashion, but just does it, like, nicely. He's, Blade Brown.
But you think it's subtle of it?
Like, you know everything he's got on is hella expensive.
Mm.
But it's not... weird. It's not fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but
trendy,
he's fashion,
trendy,
like,
they're not
fashion statements.
Okay, but he just goes to designer place, goes to like Louis V and just gets the top and
but it's not outlandishly in your face.
Yeah.
It's humble drip.
Do what it is. Yeah. There's some fashion.
You can tell his jeans are money.
Yeah.
You can tell his trainers are money. We'll have on, like, they're like the Dior
Red
trainers.
Bombs, okay.
That are like, they're chunky and whatnot.
Okay.
But they're not in your face.
Okay, yeah. it's not like
they
Kanye
could,
West
like,
sort
you,
of stuff.
If you just breeze past the picture, you'd be like, oh, he had on Yeezys.
Mm.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? It's not in your face. Mm. Yeah, it's not the Kanye. It's not the ASAP Rocky. It's not that flex.
Mm.
He's rich. You know he's rich, but he's got a plain white tee on. But you know that plain white tee probably costs $3.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, no, either. No, same. Or Naomi is my
your unofficial stylist.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
If you got a record, she's like, where
I haven't bought myself clothes in 8 years.
Oh shit! So she gets you all your garments. So this fit right here, courtesy.
No, she would have bought. She buys the individual items. Yeah,
and then you
several trainers I bought myself, but yeah. But no, she's like, oh, you need new jeans. She'll see me walk around the jeans, but you need to get new jeans. I'm like, why? These jeans, I think it's just, they look worn out. So what colour jeans do you want? I'm like, I don't know, maybe like blue or black. And then next day, I have to pick up something from Impost or whatever.
Oh,
and then she's like, oh, they're your jeans, by the way. I was like, oh, she's like, you should try them on because I've got to return one of these pairs. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it's like, I suppose I like these ones the best.
So since you got married, you don't shop for yourself, clothes shopping no more.
My mum taught me how to dress. My mum's got really good fashion sense. My mum taught me how to dress.
Other than that, she styled you out and stuff.
Like, she would just be like just as growing up, as she was buying me stuff, I was like, oh. And then you get a sense of like, what do I look good in?
Yeah.
And what don't I look good in? So there's certain things that I might look at and go, right, that's nice. But I was like,
that's not me.
Yeah, that's not me. I can't run that.
And then like, stuff she'll get you in it, you're like, no. Not,
yeah. Okay. For example, look, Junior Booker is the only person that can dress like Junior Booker.
Yeah, that's his stuff.
Yeah. Like sometimes I've seen some of his choices and been like, that's pretty cool. That kind of stuff where it's kind of like your dress sense is kind of.
I've not heard that before. That's different.
Nah, we'll bleep that. Your dress sense is kind of unique. I've got an uncle like that. Man will turn up in a red hat, purple T-shirt, blue trousers. And green trainers.
Is he Congolese?
And you'll be like, but his personality
matches the
outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it doesn't look bad on him.
Mm. It's flamboyant.
It doesn't look bad on him. If I pulled out like that, everyone would.
But yeah, but your dress sense has to match. Yeah, I do think you're right. Your dress sense has to match your personality.
Not how I'm dressed now, by the way. This is dad day.
Yes. Yeah? Same. That's just a lot of fucking stains on my hoodie. Yeah. But
my son's been wiping mud on.
Oh, wow. Now, my thing, so I've always been able to dress for work.
Yeah.
So office, that's why she's never got involved in that.
Okay.
Like, you know what you're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
I can dress for winter and autumn. Those are the seasons I can dress for.
So summer wear takes
boots, jeans, roll necks.
Yeah. Layers, you're good with layers.
Yeah, I'm great with that.
But when it comes to actual
spring
like
and
subtle,
summer,
subtleness.
Spring and summer, or just casual, I'm dreadful.
Casual I got, summer I despise because I don't like wearing shorts.
Yeah, I just can't stand summer.
Were you shorts in school? Always long?
Pause. secondary school, you can't wear shorts.
If you're a badder man, you can.
If you're a waste man, you can. Who's wearing shorts to their uniform to school?
Well, if you're a bad man, you'll rock it.
No.
Yeah.
No one. You wore short sleeve t-shirts.
But if you
short sleeve shirts, sorry.
But if you would hold it down.
Where'd you go? Poly.
Nah, simples.
You wear shorts there, secondary school.
No.
Exactly. You don't wear shorts to secondary.
I didn't. I'm saying that you can.
Did anyone wear shorts to secondary school? Can't.
Yeah, a few guys.
No, they Mad. Didn't, man.
Yeah, you got ducked out.
but yeah, I don't like shorts. I won't buy shorts. I'll try my hardest not to wear shorts in the summer.
So if you went on holiday?
Well, next month. Well, we're going to do that work and then it's all in our country.
Yeah, shit.
So I'm going to have to go buy some shorts. We'll get, and on Monday, shorts. I'm going to get a gym membership because I've got 3 weeks.
You got to try. You trying to do that one, the 3 week burn?
No carbs before.
So just soup.
Oh wow, where are you flying out to again?
No, I'm not going my bear, but
we do just soup yeah, diet for 3 weeks.
Just come.
Oh snap!
not with the pause.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said
press play. My best pause when someone said log.
Yeah, and then he said straight play. Yeah, yeah. Your man is
walk. I'm just out here sucking dicks. What did I say?
Yeah, I'm gonna buy a couple of bottles of baby oil. No, beat that out.
Don't like B.O.B. Don't go there, man.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah. But